Paige McSaveny was one of the many who heard the gunshots and ran from the King Soopers parking lot when the suspect opened fire. The 18-year-old Boulder resident has since returned to the scene to pay her respects.
Mass shootings like this is not a normal function of society, and it shouldn't be happening. And whatever efforts we have already implemented have not been working, and so we need to do something else.
And she says that should include banning assault weapons.
Because people don't need them.
It's nobody's business what I choose to own with the money that I earn.
But almost 400 miles away in the town of Cortez, Angie Smith sees things differently.
Just because you don't understand how something works or you have fear, that's not a reason to take something away from law-abiding people.
The former corrections officer lives in Montezuma County, and voters there overwhelmingly elected a gun rights advocate to Congress last year.
Does there need to be changes? Absolutely. But it needs to be in the upholding of laws that we already have. It needs to be in harsher sentencing for criminals that break those laws to begin with.
But other West Slope residents are not quite sure what lawmakers should do. In Crested Butte, high school history teacher Tally Nichols says many of her students have guns.
And I have full respect for that. You know, their family and their choices and their way of life. And for a lot of them, going hunting and going out with their family and shooting is a great, fun, mentally healthy thing to do for them. It keeps them strong and healthy and active. So there's two sides to that.
Even with differing opinions, she thinks lawmakers should look into new gun regulations.
There's probably a happy medium, and we need to listen to each other more to find a solution.
So far, that does not appear to be happening at the state capitol.
It's unfortunate that I can't get people to actually talk to me about this issue.
That's Tom Sullivan, a Democrat leading the charge on gun control bills. His son Alex was killed in the 2012 Aurora Theater shooting.
You spend all your time talking at me and pointing at me.
He was recently raising his voice at his Republican colleagues because they were not backing a bill requiring gun owners to report lost or stolen firearms. It was being debated right before the shooting in Boulder.
I believe yes votes give the people of this state a sense of hope. We'll give them the thought process that we are listening, that we are prepared to do something.
It took a full year after Aurora for Democrats to ban high-capacity magazines, and two of them lost their seats over the effort. And now some gun-owning Democrats, like Darren Kennedy, are skeptical about lawmakers taking more action, like banning assault weapons.
I don't support such a proposal, mostly because a lot of the weapons that they call assault weapons are actually weapons that could be used for hunting.
Kennedy is a painting contractor who lives in Mount Crested Butte.
And I think they look dangerous, but whether or not they're actually any more dangerous than other firearms is debatable.
Further south in San Miguel County, rancher Rowdy Rowdebush is also unconvinced.
There are just so many guns out there that how you would possibly begin to round them up, I believe, is beyond any government agency that I've seen in action.
With mixed opinions and previous laws failing to prevent mass shootings, Democrats are treading carefully. 2 days after the attack, Senate Majority Leader Steve Finberg, who is from Boulder, sounded very interested in adopting legislation, and quickly.
We don't treat this as just yet another event that was inevitable. We owe that to these individuals. What I will say is this is also a time to act.
But when I asked him about it recently, he was more guarded and says any action would still be weeks away.
We are still having conversations with policy experts, with our colleagues as a caucus, et cetera, with the governor's office. We're still working through it.
And Governor Jared Polis has not indicated what policies he would support. Meanwhile, back in Boulder, Paige McSaveny says she's starting to ask more questions about what can and should be done and how she can help.
What can I do to push, you know, reform and changes and legislation changes? Who can I talk to? Who could I email? Who can I call? What groups of people do I need to meet with? And I think there's a lot of people and young adults in the community that are also on this exact same path as me right now.
I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.